This morning, I scrolled my phone looking through sales on Target. Now, I know it's Amazon Prime Day, but there's also Target Deal Days going on, and there's some kind of sale on Walmart, apparently. I have not looked at all of these. I did find myself on my Target app this morning, and that's why I'm coming to you with a last-minute episode towards the end of Prime Days to give you some encouragement. First of all, if you're trying to live a little more simply, if you're trying to live with less stuff and buy less stuff you don't need, and you find yourself scrolling Target or Amazon these past couple of days, or tempted into buying things that you don't necessarily need or that you didn't plan to buy, it doesn't make you wrong or bad or a failure. So let's just get rid of the guilt. But what I do want to do is let you know what I did as I was in that moment of temptation for impulse buys that I did not need at all and that were not in our budget for this month. So I'm coming to you with five quick things that you can do in the midst of Prime Day or Black Friday or any of the sale days that are coming in between. And the very first one, the one that stopped me in my tracks, is remember your budget. Okay, you can think real hard about what your budget looks like right now in the midst of this moment of impulse. Is there room for your impulse buy? Maybe there is. Could you shift things around if you feel like you really want or need this thing? Maybe. Or maybe you can't, and maybe you want to save that space in your budget, if there is space, for other things that are more important. Okay, so remember your budget and just stick to it. You could either say, this is just one more month that I'm going to blow my budget a little bit, or this is the month. This month, I am going to stick with it. I'm not going to mess this up for an impulse purchase that I don't need just because there's a sale today. Because number two, there's a million more sale days to come. And that is something I really think is the biggest way to knock this temptation on the ground, is that your air fryer that you want or AirPods or whatever else is out there on sale right now. Those things will be on sale again from now until Christmas and after Christmas, like several times. You don't need to get it right now. So if you saw it and you think you want it, think about it. Next time it's on sale, add space to your budget for next month or put it on your Christmas list, which is one of my points here. And we'll just get to that one right now. There are a million more sale days to come from now till Christmas and then the after Christmas sales. Like, they want you to think that this is the day, but there's more to come. Number three, while you're browsing, if you enjoy shopping, that's okay. While you're browsing, start to form different habits, like this one. Number three, make yourself a Christmas list. And that is exactly what I did this morning. I kind of was able to think about the things that would be useful to me and would bring me some joy. And I put it on a little Christmas list for myself so that I can let my husband know what are some things he can choose from this upcoming holiday season. You can also do this for your children while you're browsing. There are some really cute things on Target right now that are on sale. Put it on a Christmas list for your kids, budget for it, and then make that purchase once you've like looked at all your options and really thought about it instead of in a moment of impulse. Number four, shop for what you need or what you've had your eye on. If you like shopping and these deal days like are fun for you, there are practical deals going on out there. For us, for instance, I've been looking for pillow covers for our couch, just because we're in a new home and it's a way to kind of make the couch blend with our new environment. And I am going, you know, they're maybe $10 where I want to get them, but I'm going to get them at a little bit more of a discount today. The last tip, number five, is to shop for practical things. And I might have already said that in the fourth tip, and they pretty much go together. But there are a lot of practical things that are on sale right now as well. Like, for instance, this is what I actually did purchase and something I held off on literally just last week, but that I need. I am scraping the bottle of my foundation to use what I have right now. I need a couple of new makeup items and honestly, like body wash, things like that. There is a sale on that kind of stuff at Target right now, so I'm shopping for practical things that I actually need and that I was going to purchase anyway. So during these deal days, shop for things that you were going to purchase anyways. Shop for practical things that you already had a budget for. And there you go. If you enjoy shopping, you were able to get some things for a better deal, and you're done. You didn't blow your budget on things that you don't need or things that you can wait on because there are 1,000 more deals coming ahead. Buying things is not bad. I personally enjoy these deal days and shopping around and looking around online, but this could have easily had me blowing our budget if I didn't have these strategies in mind, or if I didn't kind of go through this process so many times in the past and kind of build up my stamina to be able to not make impulse purchases like this. It takes practice. It takes saying no right now, this time, and saying no again the next time, and maybe saying yes if you've thought it over for a few months, or if you've can't stop thinking about it and it is in your budget and it is something that would truly bring you value. So as you get bombarded with ads for the rest of this day, as this sale comes to a close, I just wanted to remind you of these 5 simple ways to kind of combat the impulse purchases, because it is truly a cycle. Just like I said, if you say no now, it'll be easier to say no next time. But if you think to yourself, okay, I'm just going to do this one impulse purchase because it's a really good deal and it's something that I would really love, that leads to another yes on the next sale. So just be careful. It's a slippery slope. Marketing is really great. They have lots of great marketing tools that are going to get you in the rest throughout the rest of this day. They're going to target you on things that you looked at and already wanted. That's how the online world works. So just know that you are strong. You can say no to the impulse things. And if you like to shop, if you want to look around at the deals and there are things that you are already going to buy, do that. Or if you can make a Christmas list, make a Christmas list while you do this. There are other deals coming ahead. And to kind of conclude, remember your why, because it might just feel silly to be like limiting yourself or holding yourself back from something that you think in this moment is going to bring you joy. Remember why. Why is it that you're trying not to make impulse buys? Why is it that you're trying to buy less stuff and bring less stuff into your home? Okay, because that is the bottom line. It's not just about buying less stuff and not giving into deals just because that's a cool or trendy thing to do. It's because this is going to make a difference in your life. It's going to make a difference in your finances. Maybe this money that you are going to throw at stuff that is an impulse buy is money that you could use to pay off debt. Maybe it's because you already have enough and you feel discontent, but you want to learn to be content with what's in front of you. Maybe you just don't want more clutter in your house and you want to have time to do the things you want to do, or energy to do the things you want to do, but the clutter and the visual clutter and just all the things you don't need that are in your house already are keeping you from doing that. So remember your why. Remember why you don't want to make these impulse buys. Just wanted to put this mini episode out there as I was thinking of you all in the midst of Prime Day while I was scrolling Target this morning. There are new episodes of the podcast coming tomorrow. I have taken a little bit of a break, if you haven't noticed, and the podcast is actually changing its name. I've talked about this on Instagram already. If you haven't seen that yet, stay tuned for tomorrow. I'm giving you all the details on why that's happening. I'm so excited about what's to come, and I will talk to you right back here again tomorrow.
Hi there. I'm Rachel, and I'm the host of 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms, a podcast for women who want to love motherhood as much as they love their children. In each 30-minute episode, my guests and I give 3 actionable takeaways that will help you make your family life a little better each week. I'd love for you to give us a listen. Listen to 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.